Hello, everyone. It's Kelly Johnson, your chief nurse advocate from Wanderly, and you are listening to The Happy Traveler, where we're talking all things travel, healthcare, the entire industry, just everything that we can think of. We answer a lot of questions that our audience sends in, but we are excited about today's episode. The topic is going to be recruiting. We have another incredible recruiter that we want you all to hear from. He and I actually used to work together. His name is Sean Davis, and he works currently at United Staffing Solutions, and I will let him introduce yourself. Hi, Sean.
Hey, how are you doing, Kelly?
Good. How are you doing?
I am doing well. Thanks for asking.
Of course. Well, thank you so much for jumping on. Do you want to tell us a little bit about your background, your experience in recruiting, kind of give people a little introduction to all things Sean?
Yeah, for sure. So I'm originally from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I moved out here around 2012, and I started getting into recruiting around 2015. And I've been in recruiting since. I've done tech recruiting as well before. But my main focus, obviously, right now is, you know, nurses. So that's a little bit about my background. I graduated from Temple University with a degree in art. So that's one of my passions on the side. I like to paint. I try to sell my art on the side as well. So those are a little bit about me and my background.
Yeah. So how long have you been with USSI? How long have you been recruiting for travelers for healthcare?
For travelers for healthcare, a little over 2 years. I'm about to hit my year mark over here at USSI in December. So that's exciting. And I'm currently one of the top producers over here, which is very nice. So I've been doing well, you know, getting my nurses what they want or as close to it as they want. But yeah, so far everything's so pretty good right now.
Well, yeah, that's awesome. I want to talk about what you were just mentioning about your art. So one of the coolest reasons, well, I guess one of the coolest things about you, one of the main reasons that I really wanted you to jump on the podcast is that you have, I even have some of your art at my house, but you are Mr. Art, your video games, you do all this super fun stuff with your hobbies, like outside of work that I think is really interesting. So yeah, will you kind of tell the audience about you outside of work? And I want you to talk about everything because I think that it's super interesting and kind of what people can expect you to be doing maybe on the weekend.
Yeah, so some of my passions, my biggest passion is art. Obviously, I have a degree in it, so I try to utilize, you know, my degree and make art on the side. I try to use social media to promote it. My Instagram handle is Mega John. So it's a take on a Philly word, you know, M-E-G-A-J-A-W-N. I try to post my paintings on there. I do some sport related things. I do some comic related things. I think it's for me an escape from, you know, the normal grind of recruiting, you know, working from 9 to 5. And it's something I was passionate about enough that, you know, I got a degree in it. So it's tough to be, you know, a starving artist and just want to focus on making art. So I do need, you know, other income coming in that's, you know, will help me become a better artist than, you know, working as a recruiter. You know, the money can be very good, you just have to grind. So just got to allocate my time to my passion and as well as my work. So that's one of my main hobbies, obviously, is painting. I do play video games. Yes, I am an avid gamer. I've been playing RDR2, Red Dead Redemption 2 lately. It's a great game. Shout out to Rockstar Games. It's a great game. I'm having a lot of fun doing that. I also I like to snowboard, so I'm really excited for the upcoming season. Bought some gear on Black Friday and got some discounts. Really excited to get back on the slopes this season and continue to make some art and, you know, potentially try to have a show soon. So that's kind of what my focus is right now outside of work.
That is so cool. So especially when you were talking about snowboarding, I was born and raised in Colorado. So that's something that obviously I'm passionate about too. I didn't know that about you. That's really cool. But for anyone that's listening right now, the art is so cool. I really hope you do go and check it out because I just think that's so interesting. Especially, you know, you have a degree in it, but it's just so cool. Like I've seen what you do and it's whatever anyone out there is picturing, it's the opposite. Like it's so cool and there's so many colors and I really like what you do. How do you think that you incorporate that into your recruiting style? I know that might be a funny question, but what is your recruiting style and how do you think, you know, your passions and art and video games and being outside and all the things that you're interested in, how do you think that those kind of shape the way that you work at your, you know, at your day job? Like, how do you think that that affects it or does it at all? And what would you say your recruiting style is?
I would say, you know, with my recruiting style, I think that social media, you know, and having as many tools as possible, it's kind of like, you know, the more people you reach, you know, it's like with your followers, you know, I know you have quite a few followers on your, you know, Instagram. So like when you post things on that, you know, you reach out to a broad audience. And I think that's the most important thing, is it's a lot of repetition, and trying to find the right groups and use the right tools to post so you can have your jobs reach the mass market. You know, a lot of nurses don't really care for cold calls anymore. It's, you know, you call them up, they automatically think you're trying to sell them insurance or you're a telemarketer. So, you know, I just try to find, you know, my nurses through social media and use the tools that are given to me to be successful. When I do speak to the nurses, you know, I kind of ask them like, you know, what their situation is, what they're looking for, you know, and it's our job, obviously, to educate them on the market. You know, if they have, you know, a job in mind that they're looking for that doesn't exist, you know, I have to tell them that, you know, if their expectations are too high, I have to tell them like, hey, this is what I have with the jobs that I, you know, with the hospitals I work with. And, you know, if you see something you like, let me know, let's get it going and we'll get you submitted. So it's a lot of educating them on the market, you know, letting them know what their expectations are, if they're high, if they're low. And I think that's the most important thing. You know, you have to educate them on what the trends are, because if they have high expectations or looking for something that doesn't exist, you know, I may not be the perfect fit for them and may not just have that ideal job. But, you know, I try to keep in contact with them. If I can't work with them now, you know, maybe I can work with them in the future. It's all about, you know, repetition, you know, reaching the mass market and, you know, following up with them throughout their assignment. Even if they're not working with you, I think that's important. That shows that you care and remembered them and remembered the type of nurse they were and the areas they're looking for. So,
yeah, that's super compassionate. I like that a lot, and very individualized technique. I think that's really important. I mean, I'm a nurse, and that's exactly what I would be looking for. So I think that's awesome. What do you think that your future looks like in recruiting? I know that you're super interested in, you know, continuing your passion for art and getting that to super take off. And I'm in full support. I think that's awesome. We should all follow our dreams and our passions. But what do you think for at least maybe even the short term to semi long term? But what does your future look like in recruiting?
I think that it's something that I can always be able to, that I always be able to do, because, you know, you can pretty much recruit from anywhere. So I have friends who do it remotely. So I think that it would be ideal that, you know, one day I would still be able to recruit and take care of my business, but also be able to, you know, create, you know, whether it be, you know, through my art or, you know, trying to do voiceovers or something. You know, I think that's important to have that medium and that balance. So, you know, ideally I wouldn't like to be a recruiter for my entire life, but, you know, it helps pay the bills, obviously. And I don't want to be stuck as a starving artist and, you know, try to struggle through that. And, you know, it's nice to have the income. So, you know, I'm going to continue to do it and ride the wave until it dies. But I mean, that's my thoughts on it. I know that, you know, with all the technology coming out, it just seems that, you know, sometimes our jobs can become more irrelevant sooner than later. You know, with, you know, all the applications and social media things, you know, I feel that, you know, nurses down the road, you know, the hospitals are just going to end up using those tools and then try to cut the recruiters out. So I'm going to ride it until it dies and, you know, just try to find that happy medium between, you know, recruiting and, you know, my passions.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally understand that. And I'm really excited for you with all your success too, being the top dog over there. That's really cool. What would you say is your favorite part about being a recruiter and your least favorite part? And you don't have to be shy. I mean, I think, honestly, we are all about transparency here at Wanderley, and we are very aware of, you know, the myths between nurses and recruiters, and also, you know, a lot of the truth of the, you know, the complexity and some of the hardships that both sides face. So what would you say your favorite and your least favorite parts about being a recruiter are?
I think my most favorite part is, you know, building the relationships. You know, one of the first nurses that I got, shout out to Sarah, she had the same exact birthday as me. So, and birth year. So we kind of hit it off right off the bat. You know, I try to find, you know, compassion and show empathy with them if they haven't had a good experience with recruiters. You know, I tell them I'm always going to be honest and upfront with you. If, you know, there's a job out there that you're interested in, you see from another agency, like, share it with me. Like, I want to see if, you know, I can beat or match that, you know, pay or that job. So I think that you find a happy medium with finding the right nurses, and that makes you happy because, you know, when they do everything that needs to be done to get the job, you know, like getting their profile together, and the sooner they do it, that really shows me as a recruiter, like, okay, this person really wants to find a job. You know, the longer they take on,
you know, the basics of getting things done. And I know a lot of them say like, oh, it's just a waste of time if you don't have anything now. Like, lots of these nurses have to understand like that job will come back around again. So it's important to be proactive and get everything ready to go to submit. So when it does open up, we can make sure that they get in there. So I think that's the biggest thing for me is, you know, I will work hard and bust my butt off for the nurses who work hard and do what needs to be done on their end. And, you know, finding that success between, you know, having that relationship with the recruiter and the nurse is really important. And I think it goes a long way if you guys get on the same page and, you know, help each other out. Like, oh, I saw this happen on the market. Where did you see that? Oh, let me look it up. Okay, this, I do have that job. You know, things like that. I would say my least favorite part is, you know, losing nurses to other jobs, obviously. But I don't look at it as a bad thing because I'm happy that they got a job, regardless if it's not through me. I hope that their assignment with the other agency is, you know, successful, but I just don't want them to forget about me and hope that, you know, I can work with them in the future. So it's not really, you know, my least favorite part in terms of, you know, losing them. It hurts. So I would say that's probably, yeah, probably my least favorite part is when you lose them, but, you know, you can always get them back down the road.
Yeah, that makes total sense. I mean, yeah, I think what you're saying were your favorite parts. I'm like, yes, absolutely. And then, you know, when you talk about that, it's like, I totally understand. And that's just sometimes the name of the game. Oh, for sure. But what would you say is like something for you that stands out in your year at USSI as being like a favorite moment? Like, what would you say when you look back on your travel recruiting? Like, can you think of, and I know I'm putting you on the spot here, but just like, can you think of something that really stands out as being like, man, that was a really good day?
I would say any day you close deals is a really good day.
Yeah.
I had a really, you know, I grinded the past few months because I knew the winter season was coming up. So, you know, I stayed late. You know, if you work hard, you know, it will pay off. You got to have positive thoughts, positive outcomes. You know, you can't let, you know, negative energy take effect of you and how it can, you know, destroy you. I've had bad experiences in the past, you know, where I let it consume me if I, you know, lost a nurse or she got canceled or fired. And I think it's, you know, trying to find that medium between, you know, staying positive even when the market is low and you're not getting new nurses, because it will pick back up. You know, it's the roller coaster and you have to ride the wave and just stay positive. You know, my dad always tells me all the time, you know, you got to stay positive. And I feel that when you stay positive, you know, things will turn out for the best. If, you know, you surround yourself by negative people or recruiters who aren't doing well and complaining about it, you know, that will rub off on you. It will start to bother you. So it's important to just stay positive, you know, ride the wave, and, you know, when things get thrown at you that you're not happy about, you got to make the best of them and try to, you know, find the ways to resolve them.
Yeah, I think that's super great. And I think that you have the right attitude and outlook on this entire industry. So I'm really glad that you're in it. Sean, thanks so much for being on this. I know you and I are friends outside of all of this, but I'm really thankful for your perspective. And I think it's a really, really great one. Do you have anything else that you want to add? Where can people find you for anyone that's listening that wants to work with you? How do people get in touch?
So you can email me at Sean, and it's Sean.Davis@USSINurses. You hit me up, tell me what your specialty is, what state you're looking to go to, what shift you like. I'll tell you what I have. I also can be accessed on Facebook, and my full name, which is Sean Michael Davis. I have a picture with Jeff Goldblum and my girlfriend, so you can look for that Jeff Goldblum picture. And then you can also find me on my Instagram, that I mentioned earlier, at Megajawn, which is MegaJawn. It's where I post a bunch of my art and, you know, some of the things I'm passionate about.
Cool. Well, everybody, you've definitely heard from him this entire podcast, and I know he sounds great, and I'm telling you, I'm here to attest that he is a fantastic recruiter. That's Sean Davis from USSI. Thank you so much for coming on. This was awesome, and you guys have just been listening to The Happy Traveler. I'm Nurse Kelly, the Chief Nurse Advocate from Wanderley, and we will see you guys again next week.